In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Francis Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one. Some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one.
It's time for Crawdad's pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdad's Radio Network. And good evening. We welcome you to L.P. Franz Stadium on a Friday night in the South Atlantic League. It is time to adjust your clocks to a little baseball on Friday night as the Hickory Dickory Docks will be taking on the Aberdeen Ironbirds this evening here inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth. This is Brian Rushing. So glad that you could join us here on this Friday night. Last night got washed out as the Tropical Storm Debbie rolled through and dropped a copious amount of rainfall throughout the Unifor and all over North Carolina. Certainly, it was every bit the rain event that we were anticipating. Fortunately, by and large, there wasn't a massive, significant damage to this area or many of the areas in the Carolinas. Anything east was a little tougher. In these parts, things went okay by and large, as the Hickory Crawdads, or tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, the Hickory Dickory Docks will be trying to take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds with the eye on continuing the successful run of play here at home against Aberdeen. On Wednesday night, Alejandro Rosario was sensational. Went seven innings. He was on top of his game. The offense looked stellar. On Tuesday night, it was an opportunity for Aiden Curry to pick up his second win, this time in relief, and the Hickory Crawdads would get a two-run double in the seventh inning from Ian Moeller. As the club has won seven out of their last nine, the first two contests in this series against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we'll take a look at the starting lineups, the pitching matchup tonight, as it's going to be Levi Wells for Aberdeen taking on Isaac Tigers. Tigers going to make his first appearance here at L.P. Franz Stadium in the 2024 calendar. All that's coming up as we continue with the Crawdads pregame show, coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium on this Friday night. The rain has rolled through. It actually got pretty toasty this afternoon in the Unifor. Temperatures got into the low 90s. We're going to get started this evening at around 88 degrees for our first pitch temperature. It's a kind of a cloudy evening, more off to the north of us. Do we have rain in the area? There is a chance for a pop-up storm, but right now there's nothing affecting the ballpark or the general vicinity. Could that change? Yes, but we're not even going to think about that tonight. We're going to think about strictly baseball, as it's a single game tonight, followed by a double dip tomorrow, and then the Sunday finale, a matinee contest between these two clubs to wrap up this six-game set. Aberdeen this evening. Aberdeen comes into this contest 19-19 in the second half, two games behind Greensboro and Hudson Valley, as the Renegades and the Grasshoppers are at the top of the North Division's second half. Greensboro's already owned the first half title, as Hudson Valley would love to see if they could slide into the playoffs like they were able to last year. They're the hottest team in the South Atlantic League at this time, as they've won 9 of their last 10 ballgames. In the South, the Hickory Crawdads, or for tonight, the Hickory Dickory Docks, come in 3.5 games back of Bowling Green, 2 games back of Greenville, with a 21-17 record. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup this evening for the visitors, the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Enrique Bradfield will lead off. He'll be in center field tonight. Elio Prado will bat second. He'll be the designated hitter. Reed Trimble bats third in right field. Creed Willems with a home run on Wednesday night. He bats cleanup. He's the catcher. Douglas Hodo bats fifth. He's in left field. Aaron Estrada bats sixth at second base. Adam Retzbach bats seventh. He's over at first base this evening. Anderson De Los Santos will bat eighth. He's at third. And batting ninth will be the shortstop, Jalen Vasquez, for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the high A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. As they'll face off against Isaac Tiger. Tiger was very impressive back on last Thursday night against the Asheville Tourist. He picked up a win. It was his first start in a Crawdads uniform. 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs. He walked 2 batters. He struck out 7. Overall on the 24 season, he's 3-0 on the year. We'll dive into a little more of his numbers across 3 teams here in the 2024 schedule. But he gets the start tonight for the Hickory Dickory Docks. For the Docks, this is their starting lineup this evening. So it'll be Cam Cawley leading off. He'll be the shortstop. Dylan Dreiling will bat second. He's in left field. Arturo Disla. Disla had a solo shot on Wednesday that helped get this offense going. He's going to bat third at first base tonight. Malcolm Moore bats cleanup. He's the designated hitter. Ian Moeller riding that 22-game on-base streak. He's going to bat fifth. He'll do the catching. Jason Morbell bats sixth in right field. Anthony Gutierrez, the center field, bats seventh. Glider Figueroa is in the eighth spot over at third base. And batting ninth will be Danyer Cueva, the second baseman for the Hickory Dickory Docks. As it's Cauley, Dreiling, Diesla, Moore, Moeller, Morabell, Gutierrez, Figueroa, and Cueva. Facing off against the Hickory Dickory Docks this evening is Levi Wells. Levi Wells, a right-hander, 6 foot 2 inches tall, 216 pounds, out of Houston, Texas, a fourth-round pick out of 2023's draft from the Texas State Bobcats, as he played last for the Florida Complex League Orioles. Comes in with an 0-5 record here in Aberdeen, a 7.25 ERA, making his 16th start on the season, 42 and a third innings pitched, 46 hits, 38 runs, 34 of those runs are earned, 26 strikeouts, 26 walks, 56 strikeouts, a 271 average for Levi Wells. So that's the lineups, that's the pitching matchup this evening between these two clubs. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, as we continue with the Crawdads pregame show, we'll take a look at some select games in Major League Baseball tonight, as well as a full South Atlantic League schedule on this Friday night. All that as we continue on here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. It's all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium, Crawdads pregame show, final segment before first pitch this evening. Let's take a look at the Major League Baseball schedule. Games of interest. We always keep track of three teams every time we're here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Of course, the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers playing the New York Yankees tonight. Well, they were scheduled to play the Yankees. That game has been washed out as Tropical Storm Debbie has made her way up the eastern seaboard. The game in New York has been washed out. That will affect the South Atlantic League schedule in just a moment. I'll tell you about that. At 8:40 tonight, the Atlanta Braves take on Colorado as Holmes will be facing off against Gordon. As the Braves, they got shelled in a three-game set against the Milwaukee Brewers. They're going to try to get back to some winning ways against the Rockies. And then, of course, the Baltimore Orioles, they'll be taking on Tampa Bay. They literally should have just gotten started. Zach Eflin, strangely enough, is going to be making the start on Friday night for the Baltimore Orioles against his former club, the Tampa Rays, as he'll face off against Zach Littell. As those are the three games in Major League Baseball. In the South Atlantic League, Rome takes on Greensboro tonight. Jersey Shore goes up against Wilmington. Bowling Green and Asheville, they'll tangle this evening. Greenville and Winston-Salem will face off tonight. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, the two New York teams, they're not playing tonight. They got washed out very early today. Again, Debbie being the culprit for the copious rain that has fallen up in the eastern seaboard. As that game will be made up as a doubleheader later on this week. That's the lineup of games in the South Atlantic League this evening. Of course, we'll keep you up to date throughout the contest, and then we will wrap everything up on this Friday night on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. When we return, first pitch action, as it's Isaac Tiger going for his second straight win. He'll try to do it against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. All that as we continue on this Friday night on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network. And on a Friday night here in Hickory, North Carolina, we welcome you to South Atlantic League Baseball, as it's going to be the Aberdeen Ironbirds taking on the Hickory Dickory Docks, one of the alternate logos, one of the alternate identities for the Hickory Crawdads, and probably one of the more popular. I'll get a chance to describe what they look like on the field for those that are tuning in by way of the audio stream. For those of you that are watching on MILB.TV, or checking out the Bally Live app, no, this is not an affiliate of the San Diego Padres. This is a very unique look in the Hickory Dickory Docks, as we'll get to that in just a little bit. Isaac Tiger is going to get the baseball tonight for the Hickory Crawdads. The last time out, it was his debut for the Crawdads. He went five innings, gave up two hits, allowed two walks, struck out seven batters in what was a 3-1 win for the Hickory Crawdads. So the Crawdads in that series against Asheville won four out of six ball games. They have won seven out of their last nine. That includes the first two games in this series, as they won by scores of 5-3 on Tuesday and 9-8 on Wednesday. Of course, rain got the better of last night's matchup. That'll be a doubleheader for tomorrow. First pitch from Isaac Tiger. That's going to be rolled out to first base. Arturo Disla fields it, touches the bag. One pitch, one out. Isaac Tiger comes in with that five innings pitched, two hits allowed. He did get credit for the win. He comes in 3-0 as a professional this season. That'll bring up Elio Prado. Prado, a 226 hitter, four homers, 28 RBI for the high A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. So the pitch poured right down the middle at 96. For strike one. It's Isaac Tiger, a 6'2 right-hander out of Dell City, Oklahoma. Seventh round pick out of last year's draft. As the pitch misses in tight. We'll get into some more of his numbers at other locations. is that ball. Broken bat, fielded by Tiger. He'll flip it to Diesla, and there's two down. The defensive alignment for the Hickory Dickory Docks looks like this. Dylan Dreiling is in left field tonight. In center field, Anthony Gutierrez, Jason Morbell in right field. Glider Figueroa is over at third base. Cam Cauley at shortstop. Daniel Cueva is over at second base. Arturo Diesla at first. Ian Moeller behind the plate. As the first pitch driven out towards center field, Anthony Gutierrez looking up. And that ball is over the Bass Smith Funeral Home sign as it's Reed Trimble's fourth home run of the season. And Aberdeen has taken a 1-0 advantage. Well, I got to be honest with you, folks. I've not seen any baseballs leave the yard in that part of the ballpark as Trimble launched the ball over the pitch timer just to the right of the batter's eye. That was hit a long, long way. It's a solo shot. Aberdeen has a 1-0 advantage. As a matter of fact, that is their first lead of the week. The pitch to Creed Willems misses. The count goes to 2-0. Willems, .233 hitter with 13 homers, 46 RBI. That 13th homer came Wednesday night in the 9-8 win for the Crawdads, or tonight, the Hickory Dickory Docks. Willems in as a left-handed hitter. That pitch misses in tight. Creed Williams draws a four-pitch walk. And that'll bring up Douglas Hodo. Hodo, we mentioned Wednesday night getting the start. He is from a baseball family. Both he and his dad played for the University of Texas. Diesla holding on the runner. Willems over at first. So the pitch is going to get away from Ian Moeller. Willems will get down to second on the wild pitch. So a 1-0 advantage for Aberdeen here very early in this contest. As you probably heard from during the pregame, as well as the defensive alignment, Sebastian Walcott not in the lineup this evening. It's the count even at 1-1. Aberdeen wearing their powder blue jerseys with iron birds across the chest in white at an angle. Numbers in white trimmed in orange on the lower left rib cage. Numbers on the back in white with the orange trim. They have the gray pants with the orange piping stripe. Wearing the navy blue socks. The powder blue hats. These hats are all powder blue with the Aberdeen logo on the front. The 2-1 to Hodo. That ball's lifted high in the air. Just beyond the infield dirt, Daniel Cueva will make the catch. The side retired, but not before Reed Trimble makes it a 1-0 lead for Aberdeen. We've played a half an inning. The Crawdads coming to bat. 1-0 in favor of the Ironbirds. We'll be back in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give, and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Hickory Dickory Docks coming to bat. Aberdeen with a 1-0 advantage. Cam Cauley to lead things off. As Cauley will be followed by Dylan Dreiling and Arturo Diesla. It's the first pitch from Levi Wells at 94 miles an hour, taken for a strike. Cauley, a 245 hitter with 10 homers, 28 RBI. So the slider misses away. Cauley was the second to double digits in homers. The first, Sebastian Walcott. As those middle infielders have been pretty stellar, especially as of late. That ball hit to center field, drifting back is Enrique Bradfield. He makes the catch, and there's one down. Levi Wells comes in an 0-5 record with a 7.25 ERA, making his 16th start on the season. 42 and a third innings pitched, 46 hits allowed, 38 runs, 34 of those runs earned. He's walked 26, struck out 56. Wells' first offering to Dylan Dreiling, fouled back to the screen. So how do I describe the Hickory Dickory Docks uniforms for those of you that are tuning in on the audio side? MILB.TV, the Bally Live app, you're going to just have to tolerate what I'm talking about in relation to the Hickory Dickory Docks. It's a brown jersey. It's Levi Wells, his offering, taken high. The count goes to 2-1. Hickory Dickory Docks in gold across the chest. As I mentioned, this looks very similar to a San Diego Padres-style jersey. But it's not. The looks are similar, but not the same. It's the pitch taken at the top of the zone for a strike to work the count even to 2-2. I think that's the count. The pitch from Wells, breaking ball, fouled back. On the sleeves, there's some brown and there's some gold. Now, if you're having to look from a distance, it looks like it could be some sort of paisley-type pattern. Well, it's not. It's actually gears. The type that you would find inside a clock. If you look at the logo, you're going to have a mouse with a bat sitting on top of the clock. The clock is not set at 1. No, no, no. The clock is set at 8:28. As the pitch fouled back, 8:28 depicts the area code in which Hickory and the uniform is located in. 8:28. Otherwise, they're wearing their white pants. They've got the Hickory Dickory Docks hats. As that is taken for a strike. Dylan Dreiling goes down looking. There's two down in the inning, and that brings up Arturo Diesla. It's a brown hat with a gold quarter panel, a brown bill with the same mouse on top of the clock at 8:28 with the bat in hand. It's a great alternate look. There's no question about it. And this area has picked it up wildly as Diesla can't hold up on the 96-mile-an-hour heater. Diesla, 320 hitter, two homers, five RBI. Had a chance to talk to Chad Comer as the breaking ball cut on and missed. As I had him on my morning sports talk show that we do in the Charlotte Metro, called the Rush Hour Morning Show on AM 1450, 101.1 FM. And I asked Chad Comer, does Dysla have a nickname? As that breaking ball misses outside, count goes to 1-2. And I mentioned this on Saturday, and come to find out, I was right on the money. I asked Chad Comer, did he have a nickname? If so, what it was? He said it's Diesel. So I was right all along. Grateful for that. As Dysla hits it sharply out to second. Fielded by Estrada. He throws over to Retzbach. That'll retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Levi Wells. We play to frame here in Hickory. The Docks trail 1-0 to the Aberdeen Ironbirds. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the second inning, Isaac Tiger to face off against Aaron Estrada as his breaking ball taken for a strike. Estrada, 3-for-7 on the season. He has started with the Ironbirds this week. The pitch from Tiger misses outside. Estrada, 3-for-7, a home run, 2 RBI. Getting the start tonight at second base. Tiger, the 1-1, has it disappear out of the strike zone. The pitch swung on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. As the rain rolled through yesterday, and I mean it rolled through big time. And they're going to have a pitch timer violation called on Isaac Tiger, which is going to even the count at 2-2. So they'll reset the clock, a 2-ball, 2-strike count to Aaron Estrada. Tiger wheels and fires. That ball fouled at the plate. Moeller couldn't hang on to it. Keeps it at 2-2. I do want to let you know that I have heard many of you report that the camera in center field is offline. We are trying to get that squared away for you. Is that ball looped out behind the third base back? Glider Figueroa will make the catch, and there's one down. And that brings up Adam Retzbach. This is the first year that we've had a broadcast here in Hickory in almost a decade. No audio, no video. And we're partnering with a group called Pixalot, as we are effectively the guinea pig, the first team to utilize AI movement of cameras. There are no camera operators here at the ballpark. And sometimes when you're dealing with things like this, it can get a little bit offline. As Retzbach swings and misses, the count goes to 0-2. I am not AI. I am an actual person. You can probably tell that from the copious mistakes that I make night in and night out. But I try to deliver a solid broadcast on a nightly basis. So if you'll bear with us, we'll be trying to get that squared away. Tiger. That ball bounced out to shortstop. Cam Cauley fields it, flips it over to Disla, and there's two down. I mentioned the tropical storm system that rolled through, pouring a lot of rain all over North and South Carolina. Well, there was some breezy conditions, and that could have very easily been what kind of took the camera and knocked it a little bit offline. So hopefully we can get that corrected. Un momento. It's Anderson De Los Santos. Takes a ball to get things started in his at-bat. De Los Santos, 1-for-6 so far on this season. He came up at the same time with Estrada. It's the pitch taken for a strike. In fact, he's so brand new, his shot beside of his graphics on the scoreboard has him still wearing a Delmarva Shorebirds hat. Delmarva out of Salisbury, Maryland, the A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. Tiger, the 1-1, misses down. 90 miles an hour on that pitch from Isaac Tiger. Tiger, the 2-1, misses high, count goes to 3-1. The Hickory Crawdads 21-17 here in the second half, trying to hang around. These are four critical games as it relates to that, as we're down to 28 games on the regular season. And perhaps this is a club that can put together a good week against Aberdeen. As far as my estimation, a good week looks like a series win. 5-1 would be even better. As the pitch misses down, De Los Santos draws a walk with two down. It's the second walk allowed by Isaac Tiger, and that's going to bring up Jalen Vasquez. Vasquez, a .218 hitter with three homers, 24 RBI. For Aberdeen to be a club that's not necessarily at the top of the standings related to home run numbers, they've certainly played the role here at LP Franz Stadium and have certainly looked the part against the Crawdads this season. They had three solo home runs on Tuesday night, and if memory serves, they had two homers on Wednesday night. De Los Santos over at first base. Now, the one thing that is not missing from the Aberdeen Ironbirds' offensive repertoire is the ability for stolen bases. In fact, the very next steal that they have will make for 300 on the season. And in all of my days of professional baseball, I've only seen that happen one time. And I've never seen it happen in affiliated ball. That's not to say it hasn't happened. I've just not seen it with my own eyes. That's the pitch to Vasquez. Fouled back across against the screen, keeping the count at 1-2. The Hickory Crawdads, they've done a very good job this year. They've got 184 stolen bases. That really is a very good number. But it certainly pales in comparison to what Aberdeen has been doing. Tiger looks over to first. Here's the 1-2. As the pitch misses outside. 1-0 in favor of the Aberdeen Ironbirds on this Friday night. So glad you could join us here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. The pitch from Tiger. That ball driven out to right center field. Gutierrez is going to have to play this one off the wall. It's going to bounce off the UNC health sign. Rounding third and heading home is Anderson De Los Santos. It's an RBI double, making it 2-0 Aberdeen. Jalen Vasquez put a charge into it as he bounced it off the dirt on the warning track off the UNC health sign. And as we go back to the top of the order, With two down here in the second, it's a 2-0 lead in favor of the Aberdeen Ironbirds. The RBI for Vasquez is his 25th of the season. That'll bring up Enrique Bradfield, who bounced to first his first time up. Breaking ball taken for a strike. Tiger misses down, smothered by Moeller. Jalen Vasquez, with two down in the inning, you wouldn't necessarily think he would be a threat to go, but with 30 stolen bases on the season, it can be a bit of a coin flip. Two ball, one strike count. Here's the pitch, hit sharply over to the right side, fielded cleanly by Cueva. He gets it to Diesla, and that'll retire the side. An RBI double for Jalen Vasquez makes it a 2-0 ball game. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
And we welcome you back inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast location. This is Brian Rushing here with you. 2-0 lead for the Aberdeen Ironbirds here in the bottom of the second inning, as it'll be Malcolm Moore, Ian Moeller, and Jason Morabell facing off against Levi Wells. It's the first pitch to Malcolm Moore, taken for a ball down and in. Malcolm Moore reported this week to the Hickory Crawdads the Rangers 2024 first-round draft pick out of Stanford University. Moore's numbers in 2 years at Stanford University. After this pitch, as that ball is going to be lifted over to third, De Los Santos will make the play, and there's one down. The defensive alignment for Aberdeen looks like this. Douglas Hodo is in left field, Enrique Bradfield in center, Reed Trimble, who homered in the first inning, he's over at right, Anderson De Los Santos, Jalen Vasquez, Aaron Estrada, De Los Santos at third, Vasquez at short, Estrada at second, Adam Retzbach at first, Creed Willems behind the plate. It's the breaking ball to Ian Moeller, taken for a ball outside. Ian Moeller has a 22-game on-base streak that extends all the way back to June 26th. Is that ball out to De Los Santos? He fields it, throws it across to Retzbach. Retzbach saves him on that one, and there's two down. Anderson De Los Santos this week has shown a high level of defensive acumen for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. That one, though, almost got away from him. He was able to make the recovery. He was able to make the throw across in time, and Retzbach was able to scoop the throw out of the dirt. So there's two down in the inning. It's the pitch to Jason Morbell, taken for a strike. The 0-1, breaking ball, fouled back. Morbell swings and misses. That's a strikeout, number two of the ball game for Levi Wells. We go to the third inning, Aberdeen with a 2-0 advantage here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Top of the third inning, Elio Prado to lead things off for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. They lead the Hickory Dickory Docks 2-0 here at LP Franz Stadium. So Prado bounced back to the mound. His first time up. Good crowd on this Friday evening as the Hickory Dickory Docks will invade this weekend for the doubleheader tomorrow that begins at 5 and the Sunday 2 o'clock matinee. So the breaking ball from Tiger misses down, 2-0 the count. The pitch catches the inside edge, works the count to 2-1. Tiger pours it to the outer half, evens the count at 2-2, 94 miles an hour on the fastball. There will be an outside chance for thunderstorms throughout the weekend just because of the very nature of this time of the year anyway. It's going to be warm. Eventually, we're going to have a little bit of cooling off next week when the club goes to Hudson Valley. As that ball bounced out to Glider Figueroa. The throw to Diesla is in time. There's one down. Some of you have already kind of beaten me to the punch this evening. I hope. I've been given on good authority the word that the camera situation in the outfield should be corrected. This is the perfect time to let me know if that, in fact, is the case, because we're going to make the broadcast interactive. For those of you that let me know ahead of time, I appreciate it. I was not able to do anything about it personally, but I was able to get it to the person that could. So hopefully we're in a good position. The 1-0 to Reed Trimble as he drove the ball out beyond the pitch timer just to the right of the batter's eye. Two ball, no strike count. Is that ball driven out to right center field? He could have made it 3-0 with his second home run. He does. Reed Trimble is making the baseball tremble as he's got two homers in the ballgame. It's a 3-0 lead for the Ironbirds. Ugh. So apparently the rain in Hickory yesterday was exactly what Trimble needed. He just needed a day off. And he was going to start launching baseballs out of the yard. As that's a 3-0 lead. As Creed Willems bounces that in front of the first base dugout occupied by Aberdeen. Isaac Tiger. That ball hit off the end of the bat out into shallow right center field. Creed Willems is going to have himself a one-out single. I mentioned Isaac Tiger making his third different spot, making his third different location for 2024. In the Arizona Complex League, in four starts, he went 11 2/3 innings, gave up 11 hits, three runs they were earned, a 2.56 average, and a 2.31 ERA. Then he went to Down East, went 2-0 in four starts, 18 2/3, 12 hits allowed, five runs they were earned, a 1.88 average against, a 2.41 ERA. This is his second start, and well, just by those numbers, you can tell this is the toughest go that he's had this season. Now, the one thing that has been of benefit is the two home runs that he's given up have been solo shots. That'll certainly keep you in the ballgame. As that ball is going to get away from Ian Moeller, Willems goes down to second. That's the second time in the game that Tiger has thrown a wild pitch with Willems at first. Three ball, no strike count to Douglas Hodo. Hodo popped a second and is only at bat. Tiger misses inside. Hodo's going to draw a walk. That's the third allowed by Isaac Tiger this evening. With runners at first and second, that's going to bring up Aaron Estrada, and that's going to also bring Julio Valdez out of the dugout. So let's go ahead and make the broadcast interactive. You can reach out to me by one of three ways. You can find me through social media at What's Up B-Rush PXP. That's at What's Up B-Rush PXP. You can find me on Instagram, which is relatively new, or X or Twitter, whatever you prefer to call it, which has been what I've been working with throughout the beginning of the season. That's at What's Up B-Rush PXP. If you want to send me a follow, you can do so. Picked up a couple of those this week. If you've got a question for me, I would love to answer your questions or queries. If you just want to say hello or a birthday shout-out to somebody, we can do that too. It's Aaron Estrada, who popped to third. It's only time up. Steps to the plate for a second time this evening. 3-0 lead for Aberdeen. Single runs in the first, second, and now the third. As the pitch misses down. If you want to send me an email tonight, we can do that. Brush at hickorycrawdads.com. That's Brush at hickorycrawdads.com. Tiger sets, delivers. The pitch misses down, 2-0 the count. This is an Aberdeen Ironbirds club that beat the Hickory Crawdads 4 out of 6 games up in Aberdeen, Maryland It's the pitch to Estrada, taken for a strike. In that final game in the series, it was a 12-8 win for the Ironbirds as they hit three home runs in that contest. So that ball hit back up the middle. Colley fields it, touches the bag, throws to first. And that's most helpful for Isaac Tiger. Maybe that helps him get locked in as it's a 6-3 double play to end the inning. It's a 3-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the third inning, Anthony Gutierrez to lead things off. Followed by Glider Figueroa and Daniel Cueva. 7-8-9 in the order here in the third inning. As the night has come to a close for Levi Wells, he went two innings and was really effective. He retired all six batters that he faced, struck out two. The slider to Gutierrez cut on and missed. He falls behind 0-2 as Nestor Germán is on to pitch here in the third inning. Germán, a 6'3", 225-pound right-hander out of Seattle, Washington, an 11th-round pick in 2023 out of Seattle University. It's the pitch hit sharply, and that's a base knock for Anthony Gutierrez. As Germán challenged him with a fastball on the inner third, and Gutierrez was up to the challenge as he singles to lead things off here in the third inning. And Anthony Gutierrez with 30 stolen bases on the season, just like he did last year. However, to give you an indication of how he's grown up this season, in last year's 30 stolen base campaign, he did it in 40 attempts. As Figueroa is going to foul the pitch back as Gutierrez was actually going on a delayed steal. Gutierrez has the 30 stolen bases, but he's done it in just 34 attempts. As Germán throws over to first. A 3-0 lead for Aberdeen here in the bottom of the third inning. Germán delivers. Misses outside. Gutierrez is going to try to go on the delayed steal, and he's going to be cut down 2-6. As Gutierrez bounced off a couple of times in his secondary lead and then sprinted to second like he was going to try to catch Creed Willems not paying attention. Well, Willems was, and there's one down in the inning. The 1-1 pitch. Figueroa is going to roll that one by Jay Sullinger. Past the first base coach's box. As there is some throwing going on down in the Aberdeen bullpen. So we'll see just how this is going to go down for the Ironbirds tonight. As Figueroa is going to drive that one out into right field. He gets a single. How many times have you seen that happen? A base runner gets cut down trying to steal. The guy at the plate ends up getting a knock. And that's going to bring up Donyer Cueva. Cueva, 5 for 13 on the season. A 385 hitter in that very small body of work. He does have an RBI. It's the breaking ball cut on and missed by Donyer Cueva. Cueva, 6'1", 160-pound left-handed batter out of Venezuela. Non-drafted free agent from back in 2021. As he was part of the recent promotions that were rolled out because of the player movement here in Hickory. As that ball bounced out to Retzbach. Retzbach is able to go to short. We're waiting on the play as Jalen Vasquez, and there's two down in the inning. So we go back to the top of the order. Cam Cawley will step to the plate with two down here in the bottom of the third. The Crawdads trying to see they can maybe close in on this three-run differential. The pitch misses down. Single runs in the first, second, and third innings have given the Ironbirds the 3-0 advantage. They have four hits compared to two for the Crawdads. As both of those hits have come in this frame. So the pitch misses outside. Count goes to 2-0. Fireworks will happen tonight after this game comes to a conclusion. We'll be in the middle of the Black Tie Transportation postgame show once that occurs. The 2-0. This is outside to throw back to first. Chases Cueva back to the bag. Herman, breaking ball, misses down, and it's going to be a four-pitch walk for Cam Cawley. It's the first walk allowed by Aberdeen pitching, and with runners at first and second, that's going to bring up Dylan Dreiling. And while I've got an opportunity, it's been a lot of fun getting to know a lot of the folks that have been tuning in this week. And, of course, anytime you've got new players that come in, usually you got a fan base, or at least a family base of people that begin to follow that player's career. Dreiling can't hold up. Swings and misses on the breaking ball. Want to say hello to Frank and Barb Leo from Hayes, Kansas. It's been great getting to know the folks from Hayes, Kansas. It really has been. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this evening. The pitch to Dylan Dreiling taken for a strike. The count goes to 0-2. Dreiling struck out looking his first time up. I would imagine for this young man it has been quite the whirlwind over the last couple of months, maybe 6 weeks. As Dreiling's going to lift that ball into foul ground near the coach's box. De Los Santos will field it in the air to retire the side. A couple of hits and a walk go by the boards. We've played three here at LP Franz Stadium. A 3-0 lead for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. We'll be back in just a bit. It's all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Top of the fourth inning, Adam Retzbach, Anderson De Los Santos, Jalen Vasquez to bat here in the fourth inning against Isaac Tiger. As Tiger misses down for his first offering, Retzbach grounded to shortstop, his only time up in the ballgame. It's Retzbach drives that ball to left center field and looking up and is Dylan Dreiling, and it hits the light pole about a third of the way up, and it's a 4-0 ball game. As Retzbach drove that one a long, long way. Three home runs for the Ironbirds. Fortunately, they've all been solo shots, but they're starting to pile up as it's now 4-0 in favor of Aberdeen. Well, unlike the first two games where the Crawdads got out to a significant start, this one, it's going to be a little harder to get into. De Los Santos fouls the ball out toward the concourse on the first base side. As the Hickory Dickory Docks this evening have started out really sluggish. So maybe they can wind up their offense here in the middle innings. De Los Santos, he walked in his only plate appearance of the ball game. Tigers pitch misses up. Count goes to 1-2. We'll keep you updated on scores from around the South Atlantic League as well as Major League Baseball. One game that we typically keep track of, not going to have to worry about it tonight, as the Braves in New York, or I should say Texas in New York, taking on the Yankees. That game's been washed out. So the strikeout of Anderson De Los Santos has one down in the fourth inning. It's Isaac Tiger. That is his first strikeout of the contest. It's Jalen Vasquez, who got an RBI double. So Aberdeen has four runs on five hits, no errors. The Crawdads or the Hickory Dickory Docks, two hits, no runs, no errors. So the ball is fouled back to the backstop. Tomorrow we're going to be here at 5 o'clock for a 4:45 pregame show, 2 7-inning ball games to make up for last night's washout. As the pitch misses inside. Not that this is necessarily going to affect things here at the ballpark, because I really don't think it's going to, but there is rain in the area, and it's directly behind the left field wall, some distance away, but it is certainly, you can see that there is some rain off in the distance. As the pitch catches the outside edge, Jalen Vasquez, a strikeout victim, looking. And there's two down in the fourth inning. And that brings up Enrique Bradfield. The good news for us is it appears to be moving directly east, which is going to keep it away from the ballpark. Bradfield has bounced out twice. He swings and misses on the breaking ball. Enrique Bradfield leads all of the South Atlantic League in stolen bases. He has 57 thefts on the year. As Bradfield's going to roll that one in front of the Aberdeen dugout. As the count quickly moves to 0-2. Bradfield out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. The pitch misses high. Count goes to 1-2. As Reed Trimble has had two home runs in this ballgame as he yanked both of them just to the right of the batter's eye. As the pitch misses down to Bradfield, count evens at 2-2. Adam Retzbach, he truly pulled his. He hit his toward left center field, but it was pulled more so than what we've seen from Trimble. Trimble's had a great approach all night, and he's got two home runs to account for it. The pitch from Tiger misses down, and the count goes full. Bradfield fouls it off. Bottom of the fifth inning in Greensboro, the Grasshoppers lead 3-0 over Rome. Bottom of the third inning, Jersey Shore and Wilmington, they're scoreless. Bowling Green has a 4-1 lead on Asheville. They're halfway through as Bradfield's going to have himself a base hit, and he's going to try to get to second. Gutierrez's throw is not in time. Bradfield has the two-out double. Six hits in the ballgame for this Ironbirds club. Five of them have gone for extra bases. Elio Prado, 1-for-2 in the ballgame, steps to the plate. As the Hickory Dickory Docks probably need to keep Aberdeen off the scoreboard for the foreseeable future and then start to mount some offense. That ball bounced out to Figueroa. Figueroa will throw across the infield in time to Diesla. And that'll retire the side. A 5-3 putout puts an end to inning number four. It's a 4-0 lead for Aberdeen as they've scored one run in four consecutive frames. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Hickory, and, well, obviously, I'm going to be preaching to the choir here for just a moment. You folks have watched enough baseball. You've listened to enough baseball to know that baseball is a very strange game at times. Arturo Dysla will lead off here in the fourth inning for the Hickory Dickory Ducks. Case in point, the San Diego Padres have been one of the hottest teams in baseball, especially since the trade deadline. This is a club that has gone all in as Dysla watches a first pitch ball go off the outside of the plate. Nestor Hermann is the pitcher here in the bottom of the fourth, as that ball's lifted very high into foul ground on the third base side. Jalen Vasquez is going to call off De Los Santos, and there's one down. And that's going to bring up Malcolm Moore. In fact, the San Diego Padres went a long way over the last few days of setting back the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates, they made some moves at the trade deadline. They were going to try to see if they could stay relevant in the wild card race. And, well, that looks like that may not happen. The Padres swept them in a series. Well, the Padres are playing in Miami this week. Things have gotten off to a bit of a sluggish start. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Marlins, who have struggled mightily, and they dropped a lot of pieces at the deadline as well, they lead 2-0. This is a club in the Miami Marlins that played the Cincinnati Reds four times, lost three out of those four games. The last game last night went into extras. Cincinnati plated seven runs in that 10th inning to win 10-4. Ellie De La Cruz, if you haven't seen him play, it's pretty special to watch. This is a kid that had 11 hits in four ball games for the Reds. One of the games was an over. He's something to watch. He really is. Hermann, the pitch, cut on and missed by Malcolm Moore. So the count goes to 1-2. That rain system that I was telling you about is continuing to move east, as it's now basically way off in the distance beyond center field. And it's a wall of rain. As Moore swings and misses, there's two down in the inning. For Nestor Hermann, that is his first strikeout. It's the third for Iron Bird pitchers. And that's going to bring up Ian Moeller. Moeller swings and misses. The Baltimore Orioles do have a 1-0 advantage top of the fifth inning against the Tampa Rays. At 8:40 tonight, Atlanta and Colorado will face off against one another. The Braves got just blistered by the Milwaukee Brewers. So that breaking ball to Moeller misses down. Count evens at 1-1. It's the two hottest teams in the National League, the Padres and the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks kind of got knocked back a little bit last night by the Philadelphia Phillies. It's the breaking ball. Moeller's going to shoot it toward the BTS picnic area. And it's going to bounce over the rooftop there and make its way beyond the reach of anybody here at the ballpark. And LP Franz Stadium, home of the tonight Hickory Dickory Docks. It's been hosting baseball games in the South Atlantic League since 1993. Moeller's going to foul that into the mitt of Willems, and that'll retire the side. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nestor Hermann takes us to the fifth inning. It's a 4-0 advantage for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the fifth inning, Luis Ramirez to pitch for the Hickory Dickory Docks. As Isaac Tigers night has come to a close, so it'll be Reed Trimble to face off against Ramirez. Luis Ramirez, 6'2 right-hander out of L.A., seventh-round pick back in 22. As that ball's off the end of the bat, the English to Figueroa, the throw across. They're going to call Reed Trimble safe with his third hit of the ball game. As that ball was hit off the end of the bat, it rolled toward foul territory. Figueroa still had to play it. It was behind the bag. And his bounce throw over to first was just a little tardy. As Trimble was busting it out of the box, he's got a three-hit ball game. And that brings up Creed Willems. So Willems fouls the pitch back. Luis Ramirez, 1-5 record, got his first win of the season last week against the Asheville Tourist. That was part of a doubleheader sweep for the Tourist. What's going on the pitch is Trimble, and Reed Trimble has stolen base 300 on the season for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. I mentioned that this is the first time I've seen a club in affiliated baseball do this, but it's not the first time I've seen a club in professional baseball do it. As the pitch misses inside, the count goes to 1-2. I had the fortune of being the play-by-play voice for the Gastonia Honey Hunters back in the Atlantic League in 2022. That was a club that stole 305 bases over the course of 126 games. Aberdeen's going to go way beyond those numbers as Willems launches that ball well foul as it's going to go up toward the front office building. We'll probably end up bouncing somewhere in the parking lot. One ball, two strike count here in the top of the fifth inning. The 1-2. Willems taps that one behind home plate. Stays alive. In a 132-game season, to be at 300 steals already, I mean, you've got 28 games remaining on your schedule. There's no reason to think this club's not going to get the 350 steals. As Willems is going to drive the ball to right center, scoring easily will be Reed Trimble for the third time in this ballgame. Willems has himself an RBI single, and it's a 5-0 ballgame. So Willems with the RBI single. That's RBI number 47 on the season. That brings up Douglas Hodo. Hodo squared to bunt. The slider misses outside. Well, this right here is the picture of consistency for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. They are now coming to bat their fifth time in this ballgame, and they've scored a run in every inning. Soto's going to bunt that one out front. Moeller's not going to have anybody to throw to. As apparently there was a bunt coverage malfunction there for the Hickory Dickory Docks. As Diesla came charging in, Moeller fielded the baseball, but there was nobody to throw it to. That's going to be a bunt single for Douglas Hodo. So a trifecta of singles to start out the fifth inning puts runners at first and second with nobody down as Aaron Estrada is at the plate. Estrada 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a pop to third and a ground out to shortstop. Ramirez misses outside. Hodo at first, Willems at second, here in the top of the fifth inning. Two ball, one strike count. So Ramirez sets at the belt. Here's the 2-1 offering. As that ball's lifted out into shallow right field, Gutierrez is going to come on. He'll make the catch. Willems isn't going anywhere. And there's one down in the fifth. Ramirez, 8.33 ERA, 22 games pitched. This is number 23. 35 and two-thirds innings, 45 hits, 34 runs, 22 walks, 32 strikeouts. A 298 average against, as that brings up Adam Retzbach. He's got one of the three homers for the Ironbirds. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. As Retzbach lifts that into foul ground. Diesla, will he have enough room? He will. He'll make the catch for the second out of the inning. Diesla played that ball perfectly as he got to the railing in plenty of time so that he didn't have to find the railing in the process of making the catch. He was able to navigate the railing first and then play the baseball. There's two down in the inning. That brings up De Los Santos. As the storm system that had rolled past center field has come and gone, well, the Aberdeen Ironbirds have managed to rain down some fury on the Hickory Dickory Docks in this ballgame. A 5-0 advantage as that ball gets away from Ian Moeller. Moeller had no shot on that pitch as everybody moves up 90 feet. Willems to third, Hodo to second. Ramirez misses inside. I don't know this for a fact, but with the doubleheader tomorrow, it would be my expectation that we're going to see DJ McCarty pitch and Cole Drake. It's not an absolute lock as of yet, but that's my anticipation. So it'll be a pair of seven-inning ball games as Ramirez misses outside. De Los Santos draws a walk. For Ramirez, that's the first walk that he's allowed. This is the line for Isaac Tiger tonight. He went four innings, gave up six hits, four runs. He walked three, and he struck out two. It's Jaylen Vasquez will step to the plate, and the entire infield is on the mound to have the discussion. Vasquez, an RBI double in the second, a strikeout in the fourth. It's the pitch from Ramirez, misses outside. Ramirez changes speeds on Vasquez, swings through the pitch. Count evens at 1-1. Creed Willems at third base. He reached on a single. It was an RBI single, scoring Reed Trimble. Trimble's been one of the stories in this ballgame. It's the breaking ball, cut on and missed. Vasquez is down 1-2. Trimble led things off with two down in the first inning. He hit a ball beyond the pitch clock out to center field, just to the right of the batter's eye. He would later come up in the third inning, hit a second home run. This time he hit it off the TPP sign underneath the video board. The 1-2. This is outside. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. Cloud cover starting to get a little more profound here at the ballpark. Ramirez, breaking ball, catches the outside edge. Vasquez goes down looking again. It's just a single run scores. We're halfway through in this ball game at LP Franz Stadium. Aberdeen 5, the Hickory Dickory Docks 0. We'll be back in just a bit. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Jason Morbell to lead off for the Hickory Dickory Docks here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 5-0 lead for Aberdeen here on this Friday night in the South Atlantic League. Inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us. As Morbell swings and misses on the first offering from Nestor Hermann. Hermann on for his third inning of work. And, of course, Aberdeen is up comfortably. That's not to say that the Docks couldn't rally. Morbell fouls it off. But if they're going to win this game tonight, they've given themselves quite a hill to climb. And it's doubly tough when you've got a clock on your back. It's the pitch. This is inside. If Aberdeen should win this game, one of the things that will have to come up is if the score stays somewhere in this area, who would get the win? We know who wouldn't get the win. That would be Levi Wells. Wells started the game, just went two innings. You would imagine if it stays like this, there's a real possibility that Nestor Hermann could be the one to pick up the win. That ball's going to be fouled straight back. The 2-2. Morbell swings and misses. They'll have to complete the play down to first as Willems throws down to Retzbach. And there's one down in the fifth. Third strikeout for Nestor Hermann. And that brings up Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez has one of the two base hits for the Crawdads or for the Hickory Dickory Docks. Hermann, breaking ball, very nicely done at 79 miles an hour, taken for a strike. Corey Church, the groundskeeper, the head groundskeeper here for the club, had a conversation as that ball fouled back behind home plate. Glider Figueroa was able to make the play off the short bounce. And it appears that we've got rain here at the ballpark. Nothing heavy at the moment, but it looks like some folks are congregating down near the tarp as they could spring into action. I hope you see what I did there. It's Gutierrez. Did he go? He did not. Count goes to 1-2. Folks are headed toward the concourse. Hermann misses outside. Count evens at 2-2. If Aberdeen gets through this fifth inning, it becomes an official game regardless of the circumstances. The 2-2. Gutierrez is going to lift it foul where the folks are heading toward the concourse. So somebody's going to get a souvenir. As you might imagine with the Hickory Dickory Docks logo, it's merchandise sales have been pretty good this week as that ball's a slider missing down. And apparently the rain is falling a little harder, though I'm having a real hard time spotting it. Everybody's starting to scramble for cover. Gutierrez, broken bat out to second. Estrada fields it. The throw to first is in time. And there's two down in the fifth. And that'll bring up Glider Figueroa. So everybody starts to make their way up to the top of the seating bowl. And, well, sometimes I got a lot of fans up close and personal to the window, which they don't hide me here, which is good. It's the pitch to Figueroa. He's got a single in the ball game as well. as there's two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-0 count from Nestor Hermann. Breaking ball, fouled. Count goes to 1-1. Single runs in innings 1 through 5 for the Ironbirds. Figueroa takes a pitch inside. The count goes to 2-1. Hermann, the 2-1 pitch. Figueroa drives that ball out to right field. Does it have a chance of getting up and out? It does indeed. Glider Figueroa gets the Hickory Dickory Ducks on the board as his 7th home run of the season and makes it a 5-1 ball game. My sweet mother. Glider Figueroa might have been out in front of that one a little bit, but he was able to keep his hands back and drive it just over the Mike Johnson Toyota sign to make it a 5-1 ball game. That's going to bring up Donyer Cueva. Cueva fouls the pitch off. It hits the rooftop and trickles back into the seats. It's a Glider Figueroa with a seventh home run of the season has made it a 5-1 ball game. Cueva swings and misses. Cueva reached on a fielder's choice, his only time up in this ballgame. As I can see the rain falling, but it's nothing substantial just yet.
Oh, Jacob, at Zarstedt, I started a run club there. Well, me and a coworker of mine did. And we're going to do the last of the River Jam Race Series runs at the Whitewater Center in September.
We're gonna get like a it's nothing like live radio. Cueva swings and misses. A strikeout ends the inning, but a solo shot from Glider Figueroa makes it a 5-1 ball game. We go to the 6th here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
And we welcome you back to LP Friends Stadium. It's the top of the 6th inning is going to be delayed because the tarp is on the field. As it started raining a little harder in between innings, and the umpires got together with Corey Church, and they decided they were going to go ahead and tarp the field. I mean, obviously, this is an official game at this point, but you want to give this opportunity. You want to give this game a chance to finish. This ballpark has taken on a lot of water yesterday, and they're going to try to make sure that they can do all they can to keep this game open for business. as the rain has started to fall a little harder. Clearly, Corey Church saw something on radar that gave them the impression they might want to go ahead and tarp the field and be proactive in their approach. So we currently go into rain delay programming here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. So let's go ahead and set the scene for where we are right now. It's a 5-1 lead for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. 5-1 advantage. They have scored a single run in five consecutive innings. Glider Figueroa scored a home run, his seventh of the season, in the bottom of the fifth inning. As the Hickory Dickory Docks are on the board, but they trail 5-1. In the first inning, it was Reed Trimble that hit a solo shot just beyond the pitch timer on the right side of the batter's eye to make it a 1-0 ball game. Anderson De Los Santos walked in the second inning. Jalen Vasquez scored him on an RBI double. That made it 2-0. In the third inning, Reed Trimble came back up again with one down in the third and hit a solo homer. That made it 3-0. Adam Retzbach led off the fourth inning with a solo homer to make it 4-0. In the fifth inning, Reed Trimble would single, he would steal a base, and he would score on an RBI single from Creed Willems to make it 5-0 at that point. And then, of course, Figueroa's seventh home run of the season made it 5-1. We saw a system go north of us out beyond center field. This is not what hit us. This is a separate system that came from basically to our south, from our south and west, which is the usual pattern here in the summertime. And because of that, that's why we're in a rain delay at this point. The rain has started falling considerably harder as we are now in a rain delay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a timeout right now. When I come back, we'll update scores from around the South Atlantic League as well as Major League Baseball. And since we've got the time, I might as well take you through the full gamut of games in Major League Baseball. We'll play this thing out over the course of a few minutes, and if I have to, I've got the Corey Church podcast ready to go here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. So let's take a timeout. We're in a rain delay here in the top of the sixth inning. A 5-1 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
And we welcome you back to LP Fran Stadium here in the top of the sixth inning. We're in a rain delay here in Hickory as the Hickory Dickory Docks trail the Aberdeen Ironbirds 5-1. Here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, it's Brian Rushing. So glad that you could join us in this rain delay. Let's go ahead and take a look at Major League Baseball scores. As we're in a rain delay, we'll take a look at the entire schedule. Top of the second inning, the Milwaukee Brewers, after dispatching the Braves in Atlanta three straight games, they've got a 3-0 lead in the top of the second inning over the Cincinnati Reds. Top of the seventh inning, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have a 2-1 advantage on the Washington Nationals. Top of the seventh inning, Baltimore has a 4-1 advantage on Tampa Bay. That game being played down in Tampa as the rain starts to fall much harder here at the ballpark. So we've got a lot of really dark clouds on top of us. As this was the right call to make to get the tarp on the field. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Marlins lead the Padres 2-0. Top of the sixth inning, the A's and the Blue Jays, they're tied at 1. The Boston Red Sox are beating the Houston Astros 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. I-70 series matchup, the Cardinals 2-1, 2-0 lead over Kansas City in the top of the second inning. The Cubs leading the White Sox in the battle for Chicago 3-0 in the top of the second. The Twins are beating the Guardians midway through the second inning 1-0. The Braves and the Rockies will face off at 9:40 this evening. That's 8:40 this evening. They're a matter of minutes away from getting started. At 9:40 this evening, the Phillies and the Diamondbacks will face off against one another. The Mets and the Mariners will play at 10:10 this evening. The Pirates going to Chavez Ravine to take on the LA Dodgers. The Tigers making their way from Seattle down to San Francisco. They're playing the Giants at 10:15. Earlier today, the Twins and the Guardians, they played the first game of their doubleheader. The Twins won 4-2. The Texas Rangers, they got washed out this evening to the New York Yankees. As that's the look at Major League Baseball in totality. Tonight, when we get to the postgame show, according to our regular schedule, we'll just track two games. That'll be the Braves in Colorado and the Orioles in Tampa Bay. South Atlantic League scores at this moment. Greensboro stretched out their lead on the Rome Emperors. Top of the eighth inning, it's a 6-0 lead for Greensboro. Bottom of the fifth inning, Jersey Shore takes on Wilmington. It's a 1-0 lead for Jersey Shore. Top of the seventh inning, Bowling Green is putting it on Asheville. 7-1 is that lead for the Hot Rods. Greenville and Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem has a 5-1 advantage in the top of the sixth inning. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn were scheduled to face off against each other this evening. That game got washed out. They're going to make the game up on the 11th of August. That would be Sunday when they play that doubleheader. That's a look around the South Atlantic League. Of course, we'll give you those scores in their entirety when we get to the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. As it's raining a lot here at LP Franz Stadium. As this was probably as hard as it rained at any point in yesterday's tropical storm that rolled through. As yesterday was just a slow soaker. This one is your typical summer thunderstorm here in North Carolina. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to give you an opportunity to reach out to me here for the next few minutes. You can do it as we've been doing it all night. You can reach out to me interactively here on X or Twitter, as well as Instagram, at WhatsUpBRushPXP. At WhatsUpBRushPXP. You can send me your emails this evening at brush@hickorycrawdads.com. If you've got a question for me, would love to field that question. If you just want to say happy birthday to someone or let me know that you're tuning in this evening, that'd be great. I would love to take care of that for you. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll stay with this for just a bit to see if we get any clarity. And then what I will do is bring on the Crustacean Nation podcast featuring Corey Church, head groundskeeper of the Hickory Crawdads. That's going to be about a 25 to 30 minute podcast. That if we do have any word on resuming the game or calling it a night here, we will then cut early to bring back the word from the ballpark. We'll take a timeout here. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, rain delay here in Hickory as the Hickory Dickory Docks trail the Aberdeen Ironbirds 5-1 here as we're waiting for the top of the sixth inning. As there is a lot of rain that's fallen in a very short bit of time, as the warning track, as you might imagine, it's completely saturated. Yesterday, Hickory, North Carolina got, depending upon the neighborhood, roughly around 3 inches of rain. Down in the Charlotte Metro, where it was a little more intense, the rainfall got in upwards of 6 to 7 inches yesterday in total. However, this afternoon, the sun came out, baked it into the lower 90s, and you thought that the field might have a really good chance of being playable. And it would have been outside of this rain to fall. But this rain has started to fall about, at this point, 15, 20 minutes ago. And it doesn't really show any signs of letting up anytime soon. As we saw dark clouds roll over top of us in pretty short order. And they have been dumping copious amounts of rain here on this Friday night. 2,070 is the attendance for tonight's ball game. There's supposed to be post-game fireworks tonight. However, in this rain, I just don't know how that works. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you to the Crustacean Nation podcast. Kind of apropos that our podcast tonight is going to feature Corey Church, the head groundskeeper here at LP Franz Stadium. So we're going to turn it over immediately to the Crustacean Nation podcast. The moment I get word, one way or the other, as to what's transpiring here at LP Franz Stadium, I will certainly relay that by cutting off the podcast early, or at least breaking through at the necessary point. As we're in rain delay broadcasting here at LP Franz Stadium, please enjoy this Crustacean Nation podcast on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Hello there. We welcome you to the latest installment of the Crustacean Nation podcast on HickoryCrawdads.com and our Hickory Crawdads YouTube page. Brian Rushing here, the voice of your Hickory Crawdads. So glad that you could join us for this latest installment. If you've been to LP Franz Stadium recently over the last few years, you understand this ballpark looks fantastic. The playing surface is pristine. And one of the people that makes this happen here at the ballpark is Corey Church. He heads up the grounds crew at LP Franz Stadium. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to find out a little bit about Corey and what he does with his crew daily at the ballpark to make this place look so good. All that as we continue on this next installment of the Crustacean Nation podcast here on HickoryCrawdads.com and the Hickory Crawdads YouTube page.
Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
And we welcome you back into this latest Crustacean Nation podcast on HickoryCrawdads.com here with the lead groundskeeper at LP Franz Stadium, Corey Church. Corey, thank you for spending some time with me for this next installment of the Crustacean Nation podcast.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for having me.
Well, it's good having you. One of the things that you walk into the ballpark and you're like, okay, this is the awesome thing about golf courses and baseball fields. I get to see stripes in the outfield. I get to see dirt as smooth as a baby's rear end. It seems like even the water just happens to be dispersed better than anywhere else in the world on golf courses and baseball parks. What was it that got you into this being your line of work? Because I see it. I know it takes incredible work. Somebody's got to do the work. That's you and your crew. What was it that made you realize, yeah, this is it for me?
Yeah, well, grew up playing baseball, started out at T-ball like everybody else, got all the way up to my freshman season in high school, and I made the team but never went and played a game. Just wanted to know that I was good enough to make the team, and that's all I needed. So then I decided to go get a job, and at 15-ish, the only job that really stuck out to me was being an umpire. At the time, they were paying $25, $30 a game, and I just thought that was cash money right in the pocket and no bills, and we're ready to rock. So started out doing that. Got done in the off season. I would hop on with my cousin at the time, got some landscaping crews, and hopped on with them, and we would do the regular, you know, the residential style, your mow and blow type deals with some weed eating and stuff, and got really used to doing it and loved how grass grew and learned everything about it, decided to make a career out of it. And at the time in 2015, I think it was, I saw the seasonal assistant position pop up with the Hickory Crawdads and applied for it and grew up right on the other side of the airport from the Crawdad Stadium and decided to give it a shot. So over here we come. They gave me a shot, took a chance on me, so figured I'd give it all I had, and worked out really well. Was the assistant for 2015 and 2016, and then at the time the head groundskeeper here, Zach Van Voorhees, decided he was going to pursue some work in with the Birmingham Barons, a double A for the White Sox, and he left and I got promoted to the head guy in 2016. Worked that season, was the first season that I've actually got a big boy job, so that was whenever it first come down to me for me of what all's involved, what all it's going to be, and where we go from here. So learned a lot that season, learned that I still wanted to be a kid at times.
Right.
Definitely
right.
had some issues with scheduling, and learned the woes of what it's like to be a head guy. Kind of got thrown into the fire a little bit, but wanted the job and everything. And at the time, still going to CVCC with their turf grass program, trying to get the degree to get the job that I was having, going and getting the degree at the same
right,
time. So
right.
A lot going on there. Realized that I needed to take a step back from that. And went to Cary, North Carolina, worked as the assistant superintendent for Prestonwood Country Club. They host a PGA Champions Tour event every year.
Okay, right.
So got to meet the big wigs like Phil Mickelson and stood next to John Daly and guys like that that can really swing a golf club, and got to see what it was like to maintain a PGA Champions Tour golf course and learned how to take care of grass from that experience. You don't really get any classes going through school of how to take care of dirt. That's not a thing. You got turf management, but there's never any dirt management classes. So learned everything I could about dirt through Zach and through my time here working as the assistant and then the head job, and whenever I got to the golf course, that's when it really clicked for me, the grass-wise okay. stuff of it. So learning how to take care of, you know, 150 acres of fairways and greens and rough and how to combine everything and learned how to make all that golf course acreage look good. I feel like I learned to take all the products that did that, could compile them and make 2 acres look great. And I thought that that was the best thing to do, is to come back into baseball for me. So got a job with the Winston-Salem Dash, worked there from 2019 through 2021. Was there and got promoted up to the director of grounds at that place and took care of the company that, you know, took care of the landscape on the outside by the parking lot and stuff and ran the baseball field as well. So had a lot of experience there, learned to put products where they needed to go and dial everything in like I wanted to. And then saw the Hickory Crawdads job popped up. This was moving back home for me. They were paying the bills a little bit better than the Dash were, and just made sense to move back here. And got back here in 2021, right after COVID, and been here ever since.
You know, coming back the second time around for you makes this probably a little more personal. I mean, the reality is you could have gone to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and done this job like any other minor league ballpark destination. But I would imagine coming back to LP Franz Stadium, get an opportunity to be the head guy a second time, probably made it really personal. I would imagine that you, as well as your staff, really putting a lot of heart and soul into this ballpark, and not just in the way that, yeah, we work really hard. To you, this is your hometown team.
Bruh.
This is your hometown ballpark. I would imagine for you, you put a ton of pride in the product that you guys put together night in and night out.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the Dash, great facility. Everything about it is great, but just didn't feel home for me. It's a whole nother ballpark, if you will, for lack of better terms. It's a whole nother ballpark here versus there. The small town feel of it. I've got friends that I grew up with are coming to see this ballpark. I've got, you know, family. I've got try to make mama proud while I'm here. So
sure.
And she's got to keep her reputation up. So making sure that what fans see here, if it does happen to get back to me or my family, I always want it to be positive. So that's what's driving me to keep it looking better than it ever has throughout the years that I've been gone.
You know, a lot of folks do like any other baseball fan. They'll show up a half an hour ahead of time. They'll get themselves a cold drink, maybe a hot dog. The kids will go wander around a little bit. They'll watch the game. They'll go home. Maybe it's a win. Maybe it's a loss. They'll hop in the car. They'll drive home and go on about their lives. With no idea, no concept of all the man hours that are put out here on this field to make it look as good as it does. What does that day look like for you guys from start to finish? I mean, I know when I leave the ballpark, and it's much later than the fans, you guys are still grinding away on whether it's mound repair or getting the batter's boxes ready for the next day or maybe even pulling a tarp. What does that day look like for you guys?
So a typical day for us is normally about an 8 a.m. arrival. We'll get here and kind of get our feet together on what all needs to be taken care of for the day, knowing, getting in touch with Chad, our manager, the visiting manager, whatever needs to be done to see what time they want to be out on the field, what they have planned for the day, and that schedules a lot of stuff for what we need to take care of. The biggest thing for us would be moisture management. We have to water the dirt to make sure that it's got the consistency that is needed for a baseball game to take place, so you don't want it too hard to where balls can jump off of it like you're hitting ground balls on a parking lot surface. And you don't want it too soft to where the cleats get stuck in the ground whenever they take off to run. So trying to get that moisture out where it needs to be for the cleats to go in and out without having any issues, and the ball rolls like it should, and I don't have to worry about any accidents happening during the game.
So what you're telling me is the standard in minor league baseball is significantly higher than at the little league level or even the high school level.
Yes. The standard is a lot higher, and having the right equipment and, you know, the right budget and everything, that goes a long way too. But the main thing is making sure that moisture is right, because you got to think, you got a lot of guys out here that are getting these big signing bonuses for $26-27 million, and they're 18 years old. What are they going to do if they get a bad hop and it busts them in the lip and they're out for however long, and they make more money than I've ever thought about making?
Sure.
And they're half the age that I am. So there's a lot that goes into it as far as like a safety wise that I don't think Little League and everything else gets all that, because they don't have that big bonus pay guy that comes through and you have to take care of him. So there's a lot that goes into it that is on a safety level more than it is like an aesthetics type thing. And aesthetics just happens to come along with it.
Well, the aesthetic is certainly something to behold. And I mean, the amount of detail, brushing outside of the batter's boxes just to make it look good. Now, it serves a long-term purpose, there's no question. But like the care that's taken even to the warning track, for a lot of ballparks in an earlier day, it was just a place where all the water went. And if it just, if it looked like garbage, well, that was just the warning track. It's not a big deal. You guys are carrying out everything, executing every detail, making sure that the lip is minimal at best going into the outfield. I mean, you guys have literally not missed a beat when it comes to this field. Talk to me a little bit about the postgame, though, because, like, for everybody else, it's the time to wind down. For you guys, you might have gotten a break during the game, maybe. You may have a chance to sit down and watch the game some. But once the game is over, you guys spring right back into action with basically the final chapter for the evening. What's that look like? When I see you guys with the brushes and the clay, what are you doing?
Yep. I mean, after our morning duties, get everything done, we actually do get to sit back and watch a crawdad baseball game for at least three innings before we got to go out there and drag. And you'll see us during the game do their quick drag and everything. But, yeah, after the game's over, everybody's headed out. That was whenever we go into our repair mode. So we'll start fixing everything, the holes from the cleats on both the mound and the plate, and then both bullpens. We've got to get rid of all the chalk that is the foul lines. We've got to make sure that all the conditioner or the dirt that got pushed into the grass gets pushed back into the dirt, or else we'll have issues with, you know, that's how the lips get created, those transitions you were speaking of. If I get dirt in there, we'll just say just like an eighth of an inch. If I get an eighth of an inch of dirt into that grass, and that happens for 8 days in a row, which is a typical homestand six, which we're right there at it.
Sure.
You're looking at an inch above the dirt just in that one homestand. So if that stuff is not brought back into the dirt, our transitions or our lips will be an inch higher than our dirt by the time that next homestand comes around.
That's amazing.
So stuff like that has to be taken care of immediately, or it turns into a lot bigger project than it is. So after the game gets over, that's whenever we kind of have a lot more time to kind of chill out. Now, don't get me wrong. Our guys want to go home. I want to go home. But it's stuff that needs to be taken care of, that way we set ourselves up good for the next game. So taking care of small things like that. Moisture management's another thing that goes in postgame as well, making sure that the field stays wet throughout the night to where whenever we come in the mornings, our moisture management's a little bit easier to take care of. So just different things like that. Attention to detail is huge around here, and making sure that everything's going to be the way it needs to be for the next game.
Well, now, so for instance, obviously one of the things, and whether they say it or not, it's probably one of the banes of existence for someone who works in the front office, because you've always got to make sure you got an extra set of mud gear, okay? So when you have to pull the tarp, you know you're going to get dirty, you know you're going to get wet. What goes into making a determination and working in concert with Douglas Licasio? Hey, we got to get you guys down here, we got to pull the tarp. And what are the determining factors of, well, we got an hour before we really have to pull, or this is May Day, we got to do it now?
We get a lot of showers that come around here that dance a lot because of the river, like the Catawba River or Lake Hickory, whatever you want to call it. And they like to dance around and do a lot. And I've got anywhere from 7 to 8 weather apps on my phone, and then I've got probably 3 or 4 different websites I go to on the computer. Just got prettier radar. They got prettier colors. I can look at them and kind of gauge some things a little bit different. Never go off the future. This place has been one of those places that the future radar just does not make sense for how it looks and how it works. So we never go off of it. We got to make sure that everything is going off of the past. We look at our hourly chances. And we also have a couple of meteorologists at our disposal, Chris and Daniel. They're great guys. They work for Foothills Weather Network, and they're great. We send them texts. They send us texts. They let us know what they see, what we see. And they kind of give me a great idea. And then I can start watching the clouds around the ballpark from them, what they say, and then base everything off of that. So it's a lot of watching the radar, watching the weather channels, watching the weather apps, doing all kinds of different things to make sure that whenever that does happen, because it's such a big deal. I mean, you got to think how much money we're losing if we have to go into a doubleheader and we give everybody free admission into that next game. That's like $1 million that could potentially be lost in that if I don't do my job the way it should be. So that's one of the most stressful things about being a groundskeeper, I think, is making all the climate or the act of God type deals that need to be taken care of to where we can still get a baseball game in. So once we do have rain coming in, we know what it's doing, we know how it's dancing, what it's going to do. So we can either make the call and get the tarp on as quick as possible if we know that it's going to hit, or I can go ahead and roll the thing out with the Bobcat and make sure that it's ready to go whenever it does get close enough to where we can get it, to make sure that it doesn't, if it does happen to skirt us, I don't have to kill the front office staff with having to take a dry tarp off, and they can't stand that. So I try to make it as painless as possible and only if needed to make everybody happy around here.
Sure. Now, with that said, you talked about the anxiety of the tarp pull and the weather that happens around here. How many times have you been awakened overnight by a storm at the house thinking, uh-oh, I might have to make the drive in? Yeah. I mean, how often does that happen for
well,
you?
Well, I mean, with around here, it's we don't have the manpower to do something like that. For me to just kind of lose sleep over the fact that we've got a rainstorm coming, if there's a chance, before we leave that night, we'll put it on. Just to be safe, whether it be a night before the game or we're going to come in early and go ahead and put it on. That way we don't have to worry about it throughout the day. We're going to go ahead and, you know, protect ourselves from that, to where if that does happen, I'd like to sleep through a rainstorm. I think they're great to sleep through. So
sure.
I don't want to be one to be woken up by it and the first thing be panic. So if there's a chance, we'll go ahead and put it on the day prior. And that way it kind of saves ourselves. That way we don't have to worry about it in the mornings. But there is some times that you get those pop-ups. They come through and if they weren't on the radar the night before, normally they're not going to be detrimental to the game.
Okay. All right. This is something we do with every Crustacean Nation podcast. It's called In a Pinch. So, Corey Church, you are in the hot seat. It is now time for you to be in a pinch. Question number one. You're here a lot, so your downtime is incredibly important. What, Corey, do you do with what little downtime you may have, especially during the season?
I'm a local outdoorsman. I've got a boat. I've got a couple ATVs. And for me, stress relief is to be out on the lake early in the morning when the weather's the way it should be, in the 70s and the 80s, and there's no one else out there with me. And luckily with my job, I'm able to take a couple Tuesdays and Wednesdays off whenever the team's not in town instead of my weekends. And I can be out there and be the only one on the water. That is one of the biggest things that I love to do in my downtime. And that's what I look forward to whenever I'm not at a crawdad game.
Okay, and for the record, okay, because I know that Douglas LoCascio's listening, you're not taking your ATVs out on the warning track. You're not doing donuts out in the parking lot. You're keeping everything offsite.
Yep, everything stays offsite. They don't get to have that much fun here.
Okay. All right. Next question. This, obviously, having grown up in this area, you know everything about this area, I would imagine, possible. Kind of dovetailing off your downtime, have there been any other secret places that you've been able to find, maybe a particular fishing hole or a place that you can take your ATVs, or even something just not too far away from the ballpark here that, you know, if I've got an hour and a half, and I want to decompress before the guys make it out here, I can go there. Is there anything like that around here?
We've got a small little access road back behind the shop that leads down to an old pump house. And it's right by the railroad tracks and leads up to the river itself. So if I do ever get an hour or two to where I'm here and I need some time to get away from everything, it's nice to just, you know, hop on the gator or the bobcat and ride down to the lake, spend a little bit of time down there. Not saying fish, not saying do anything crazy, but just sit and, you know, kind of decompress for a minute. That's probably where I'll be.
Okay. Okay, that's fair enough. All right, here's the one that I bet you get all the time, okay? And I'm kind of going off script a little bit with this one. How many times do you get stopped by people at the ballpark or even just your buddies and say, hey, man, I really like what you've done to the outfield out there. What you say you come by when the team's on the road and help my backyard look like this? what's your answer for that?
The last thing that I think about doing whenever I leave here is taking care of grass. And I think it's the same thing for you. I mean, it's like if you were to go home and I want you to broadcast everything that we do for the rest of the day whenever you get there.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that my wife really doesn't like it
when I do play-by-play of her life? She might not. She might not be into that, but she's got one of the best.
I can tell you that's a negatory. That is not happening at CASA, that's for sure.
That's it. After I leave here, man, I really just want to leave work at work, and that means not only just all the stress and everything that goes along with it, but the grass as well. I've got an old LA225 John Deere that doesn't have a hood, that's got a 42-inch cut on it, and that's what I use to mow my grass. I just want to make the tall grass short at home. I don't care if it looks pretty. I don't care if it does any of that nonsense. I'll bring all that here. and I'll do it here. And then at home, I just want the grass to be short.
So you don't get any business from the HOA or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. They know that I know what I'm doing, and if they need something, I'll help out. But as far as, you know, me going home and wanting to go work on somebody's yard when I get there, that's not something on my list.
That becomes someone else's problem.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, final question here in a pinch. Obviously, this is home for you, and you've had an opportunity to venture off and ply your trade at other locations, be it baseball or golf. For you, what do future career aspirations look like? I mean, this is the minor leagues, and one of the things that not many people talk about around here is virtually everybody that's in the minor leagues has aspirations of moving up the ladder. Is that necessarily the case for Corey Church?
Well, all of our other departments moving up in the ranks, is there's a lot of changes that go along with that. On the ground side of it, a baseball field is the same.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium as the game has been called after five innings. A 5-1 win for the Aberdeen Ironbirds in a game that was shortened to five innings by rain, as Hickory Crawdads now get the setback tonight 5-1 after winning seven of their last nine ball games, as Isaac Tiger will suffer the loss. It's his first loss among three different stops this season in the Texas Rangers chain. Getting the win this evening is Nestor Herman, as he pitched the final three innings of the contest, as the Aberdeen Ironbirds would score five times in the ballgame, single runs in all five innings that they came to the plate. So, with that said, that sets the scene for tomorrow. Doubleheader action will be on the air at 4:45 for a 5 o'clock first pitch. Doubleheader action here at LP Franz Stadium, as the Hickory Dickory Docks will remain in place for the rest of this weekend, as this will be their alternate identity through the remaining three games left against the Aberdeen Ironbirds, as the Ironbirds win their first game of this series against the Hickory Crawdads. So until we're back with you tomorrow at 4:45, with the Crawdads pregame show, this is Brian Rushing saying good night from LP Franz Stadium. We'll see you next time on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.